This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a terrible evil in the world. Darkness is spreading. I know you are suffering persecution. Faith is being tested. I know you question the way, but I've come to Rome to find Paul.
Joining us on the line this afternoon, Andrew Hyatt. He's the writer and director of the new film, Paul, the Apostle of Christ. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you've got a great reputation for working on films that tackle stories of good and evil and, of course, the very personal dramas that we face as humans. What was it that intrigued you about the life of Paul particularly?
Paul's always been a very personal story for me. I grew up in the church, but then I did what a lot of, unfortunately, young people do. And when I got to college, to university, I sort of looked around and I saw this brand new world of partying and drinking and drugs and girls. And I asked myself, you know, does my faith tradition have anything to say to this? And unfortunately, it didn't. It didn't strike me as very relevant. Felt something that maybe this is just something my parents do. It's not for me. And so I ended up walking away from the faith for about 7 years. And then I had a major reconversion back to the faith. And it was a very similar to a Paul Damascus Road experience. And so since then, it's been a very personal story and one very close to my heart.
And it is a journey that you say many young people particularly go through. What was it that made you return back to your faith and see that it had a relevance?
You know, I realized that I had never really had an encounter with Christ, a true encounter. You know, I did all the right things. You know, I was catechized and baptized and all that stuff, but I'd never really had a real personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that flipped everything on its head, and suddenly, you know, it's the most relevant thing, you realize.
And we do see that in Paul's life, as you say. His life really is such a full one, so varied. How did you decide what part of his life you wanted to tell in the movie?
Well, it was difficult. You're right, because as you know, and as your listeners know, you know, Paul's story is just massive. You know, it's a monster of a story. And we didn't feel like we could do it justice in one film. You know, it would have been like a 10-part miniseries to capture all the elements of Paul's life and his travels and journeys and ministry. And so we really just tried to find a moment that would really capture a portrait of this man, you know, who really was Paul. And so that's how we landed on focusing on the end of his life. Right at the end, he's in the Mamertine prison in Rome. He's awaiting his execution. And it just gave us this fascinating insight to who is Paul after all these years and after all these experiences.
Did you get to go to Rome as part of your research?
I unfortunately did not go to Rome. We sent our production designer, who's an incredible designer, Dave Arrowsmith, out of Scotland. It was much easier for him to get there than for me to get there from the States. And I had already been there, so I couldn't convince anyone to send me again. But we did get some incredible historical research. And, you know, you can go to the Mamertine prison. It's still there in Rome. It's sort of an off-the-beaten-path tourist destination. But you can go and you can sit in the cell where Paul was.
Rome is stained with the blood of our brothers and sisters.
No!
This is what trusting God gets you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in the city.
I cannot fix their faith.
You can inspire their faith.
The hardship that he went through is beyond our imagination, I think, but particularly the life of the early Christians that he spoke to as well. They have such grit and such determination. Is there something that you feel we can really learn from the life of those early Christians?
You know, I think we all hear these stories over and over, right? We've read them over and over. We hear them all the time. But I don't know that we stop and really think about the context in which these first century Christians were living, you know, being persecuted and in this incredible violent time, you know, in Rome and around the world at the time. So it really did impact me in a way to kind of really consider Paul's words again and consider the actions of the first century church. How could you love people? How could you go to these communities and take care of people when all around you are being persecuted? It's a pretty impactful thing.
Yeah, well, they've got to make a lot of heart-wrenching decisions. Do they stay in the city that they love but that's now essentially rejecting them and their faith? Or do they move to somewhere else where they can, I guess, feel more free, but then that personal conviction would say perhaps that it was the wrong decision?
it's something I think we all face, you know, maybe not to that extent, even though, you know, a lot of our brothers, sisters and sisters around the world are facing this persecution even today. I mean, that's a incredible thing we have to remember to be praying about, that they're experiencing that kind of persecution. But I think it's relevant for anyone who's walking in the faith to be struggling with discernment and decisions in their own life. You know, do I take this job? Do I leave this? Do I pursue this ministry? Do I do this? You know, these are just kind of very human questions for us. So it was a great privilege to be able to look at Paul's life and the life of these first century Christians and really pull out something that's relevant to us all today.
And I quite like that you've got Jesus, as in Jim Caviezel, playing Luke. How did that kind of come about? Because seeing him back in one of these stories was really quite cool.
Yeah. Well, it's a step down for him, as you can imagine, to go from Jesus to Luke, but that's okay. But no, Jim's great, and you're totally right. You know, he hasn't done a biblical film since Passion of the Christ, and as he will say, you know, if you read interviews about the film and what he's saying, you know, he was very discerning in that. He didn't want to take another Bible movie. He felt like Passion was, he really put it all out there. But when he came across this script, he loved the humanity in it. He loved the idea that he could bring a Luke to the screen with a real humor and humanity that's really not par for the course in biblical films. So he really loved the chance to do that, and I think he does an incredible job with it.
And his role really is very central. How does Luke's life tie in with that of Paul's? Because I think it's a part of his story that and a lot of us wouldn't really be aware of.
I think you're right. I think we forget how crucial and critical Luke was to Paul's ministry. And you know, when you kind of really dig deep into Acts and in Paul's letters, you start to see this surface. You know, you realize, wait a minute, you know, Luke was traveling with Paul for, you know, upwards of 15, potentially 20 years, you know, at his side. And you can imagine, as a doctor, he would have been the one taking care of Paul when Paul's being beaten and stoned and imprisoned and sick. And Luke would have been right there taking care of him. So you start to realize what a brotherly bond. And then in 2 Timothy, we came across, you know, which is Paul's last letter that he writes from the Mamertine prison. He mentions all these people that had abandoned him and then includes that Luke was the only one there with him. And I thought, wow, what a fascinating thing that, you know, Luke sticking by Paul's side throughout all these years, and what an incredible bond they must have had. So that's really what the film wanted to explore a bit more.
Risk people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, my God, I saw Christ in you.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Get to learn a lot about the life of Paul in the research that you've done and that of Luke. I read somewhere that you wrote a 150-page essay just looking at what you'd want to explore in the life of Paul, which kudos to you, because even people who are doing like English degrees would not want to write that much, I don't think. Was there anything particularly that you uncovered about the life of Paul in those last days that surprised you?
I think what I was most surprised by, and maybe it's just from me not paying attention to this stuff in my own upbringing, but I was so moved and surprised by just how vulnerable Paul is in his letters and in the way that he speaks, that I think we have a tendency to sort of put these people on a pedestal and sort of, you know, almost like this, they're already the statues that surround our churches, you know, where we say, wow, look at Paul, he's amazing with the halo on his head, and I can never be like that. And what was so moving is to realize, even in Paul's own letters, he's talking about his weaknesses, his flaws, his sins, and to realize that we're exactly like Paul. We're exactly like Luke. We're exactly like Priscilla and Aquila. And that, how encouraging, and also how convicting, that, you know, it's not because there's this amazing, perfect people that God used them. He uses all of us, and we can all go and change the world like these men and women did. And I think that was the most surprising thing that came out from all this research and reading.
I really like one of the things you do in the film is look at the way that Paul still feels, a sense of guilt and pain about his previous life decisions. Of course, terrorizing Christians essentially is what he came from. But I think we can forget when you read scripture just how real and tangible that sense of his past would have been. I think you did a really good job showing that connection.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was very, very, it felt we had to explore that because it's so human. You know, we sort of took this perspective as we were digging into the script and stuff of, he said, you know, well, you know, we all have a past, all of us do. And when you come to Christ, it's not like God suddenly brainwashes you and says, like, that's great, I want you to never remember anything you've ever done, and I'm going to handle that. But instead, I think we all have past that we continuously still have deep wounds, and it's only in taking those to Christ, it's only in taking those to our Father and saying, you know, keep healing me from this. Keep, you know, I know I'm forgiven, I know I'm loved, but I'm still human and I still struggle with these things.
Yeah, yeah. And it's beautiful to see that more and more of these kinds of stories are making it onto screen. I mean, in the last couple of years, we've had Noah, we're seeing Mary Magdalene, and of course, the Passion of the Christ. Why do you think there's such an interest and I guess a magnetism about these kind of stories now?
I think that hopefully there's an awakening that these are unbelievable stories, and they're real and gritty and raw and very human, whether you believe in Jesus or you don't. It's a very human drama, Scripture. And so I think that there's starting to be a realization that it's okay to dig through the muck. I think for a long time, Christian films were a little nervous and scared about showing the darker side of things or the more human side of things. But in reality, when you start to show those, as Paul does, this film does, I think you realize how inspiring it can be when you start to connect. Wait, my faith, you know, we talked about that earlier. My faith is relevant. My faith is modern. My faith isn't this old traditional thing. It's living and it's breathing and it's real. And I think that more people are starting to come to Scripture and to see that in these stories.
And you do well to capture the impact of Paul and Luke's life. I love the tagline for the film. Their faith challenged an empire. Their words changed the world. You can really hear the soundtrack behind that, I think. How do you think Paul and Luke really did change the world?
I mean, it's impossible, I think, to look at Paul's life and, you know, how he took the gospel literally from Jerusalem all the way through the ancient world to Rome and not say, well, we're looking back and remembering and thinking about the greatest evangelizer of all time, arguably, and just to look to at somebody who was, like you say, persecuting Christians, and then God looks at this guy and says, I want this guy to change the world. I mean, that's really powerful, and they did. And what's amazing is the film shows, you know, they did it all with just preaching truth and love and the gospel. There was no violence. There was no uprising to take over Rome. It was simply by living and breathing the word of God that changed the world. And how amazing. I don't know that we believe that that's possible anymore. I don't know that we believe that just by prayer and by the word of God, preaching the word of God, that we can change the world. But it's true.
Yeah, hopefully your film really does encourage people about just how simple it can be. Andrew, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
I'm so grateful to be on, and I'm just so thankful that you're supportive of the film and that it's coming to Australia.
Yeah, I know. Next thing, you'll have to actually come and visit us, and we'll get you a meat pie, and we'll take you to see the koalas and all of the stereotypes that you want to encounter.
I have to. Now I have to. So make sure the film does well so they can send me.
This world doesn't know a thing about love.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.